This is a night. It reminds me something like an election. If you would, please, fellas, play something slow. Oh, wait a minute. Let me give you a key. Make it A flat. I would like to say, ladies and gentlemen, in my 26-year now career, I've had many, many good times, and I've had many bad times. A lot of the entertainers you see in the papers today, in the when they died, you know what I'm talking about. So you can see all of that I was drinking wasn't Coca-Cola. But what I want to say to you is this. They say he died broke. He didn't have any money. Well, for some people, money is the name of the game. But to people like the people you've seen on stage this night, it's not. I wanted Willie Mae to sing that song that she felt like singing because she felt like singing it, and I wanted to hear it, and I was hoping that you would want to hear it too. This has been a night, if I can get my thoughts together. See, my band, my group, haven't had a chance to go to bed. We played in something knob last night. What? Pine Knob last night. That's outside of Detroit. Now, how far outside? It took us an hour and something to get out there. And an hour and some more to get back. That's that knob. But they're all here. But if you'll try, if you will, please, and be serious with me. Ladies and gentlemen, when George Wein, our producer and director, called me about a year ago and said, B, we want to have a night where you can just play the blues. We won't think about anything else but just blues. Please hear me out. I was in Los Angeles when he called me. And I was at a hotel there. And one of his men talked with me. They've been trying to get me, and I'm a funny guy. I sneak out to movies. And some of the movies I go to see, some of you wouldn't. Because I go to see Deep Throat and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Which is wrong. But anyway, I'm sorry. But when they did finally get me, he said, name some of the people that you think have contributed to the music that you call blues. And ladies and gentlemen, some of the people you saw tonight are some of the people that I mentioned. Okay. But one of those people that I mentioned are not here that was supposed to be here. There was quite a few others, but this is the first time, and I'd like to say this to you if it make any sense. I'm taking up my time. I've got 12 minutes. One of the men that was supposed to be here is very ill tonight, And he's a very dear friend. He's from New Orleans, Louisiana. He played with many of the big bands around, and he's a great singer. We call him the boss of the blues. And we're speaking of Big Joe Turner. He's very ill tonight. But he did say, B, tell him that I may not be there in person in the flesh, but my soul, mind, and my wishes is with all of you. And I think that's great. So if you will allow me, ladies and gentlemen, some of the guys had to leave tonight. Some of them had to leave early, like Big Jay McShann. He had to leave. They had another job they had to go to. And it's been so bad for some of us. Keep playing. I can't talk if I don't have some music. Some of us, A flat, please. Some of us, through the years, haven't thought of trying to get rich. Some of us haven't thought about how much money it takes to move us from here to there, which sometimes is very silly. Some of us haven't thought about how much money an agent have to pay to get some club owner to take us. Some of us have never thought about how much money it might take to fly an orchestra of 13 to 16 people from Los Angeles to New York. So, so many, many, many things that a lot of us have never, never thought about. But tonight, you are here. You have did something that I have never had done to B.B. King. You have filled this hall, at least, wait a minute, hold it. Mr. Wing, our producer and director, told me before the show started, B, the show is sold out. Now, to you, that may not mean much, but from a Mississippi boy that never even thought he'd be in New York, we thank you. I won't take up any more time because we had so many things planned we wanted to do. But I would just like to, if I may, I like to play a little bit too once in a while. You know. You have to kind of get with us though. That's not what I'm gonna play, but I got to do one more. Thank you. I would like to dedicate it to all of you from all of us. That's all of the artists in what I like to call the cast tonight. Now listen, because I'm talking last, it doesn't mean because I'm wearing the star on my coat that I think I'm a star. It's because some people named Star gave it to me and told me to wear it. And there was kids and I liked it and I wear it. But the reason why I'm last is because for 3.5 years in Memphis, Tennessee, I was called a disc jockey. Now all disc jockeys talk too much. And so do I. But you see, I guess I have to agree with most of the disc jockeys. The only way to get you to buy my product, I have to tell you about it. So my product, if you'll listen to me, my product tonight is to try and sell that all of us that's been on this stage love you. And we thank you more than most of us have words to say in English to express our feelings. So I'm going to try and say it in this song from the band, myself, Jay McShann, Lord Glenn, Eddie Vincent, Miss Willie Mae Thornton, Mr. Muddy Waters, the master, and all, everybody, Gate Mouth Brown and all. And it goes like this. Someone really loves you. Guess who? Someone really cares. Guess who? Eternally, can you hear me? Someone who wants your love, oh, so desperately. Someone you, ladies and gentlemen. If I had my way, we'd just go on and on and on and on. But in every business, from time to time, you have to cut it out. But one of the joints that will always be remembered whenever anybody mentions the word blues, come on out here, the master. Step out here where they can see you. Somebody assist the master out here. Mr. Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters. The only lady on the show, Miss Willie Mae Thornton. Miss Willie Mae Thornton. Mr. Lord Glenn. Lord Glenn. I don't know how many more we have, Gate Brown, Gate Mouth Brown, and all of the people, but I would like to say to you, slow it down. They told me I couldn't go any farther than what it is right now. I want to do some more. I want to do some more. Thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away. Thrill is gone, baby. I wonder, can you hear me? Thrill is gone away. You know you done me wrong, baby, and you're gonna be. If I had a chance, I would might. Sometimes I get impatient, but she cool. You know what I'm saying, don't you? I'm gonna do it again. I don't think you even recognize it. Sometimes. But she cools me with her smile, and she gives me a little inspiration in a special way. And I just have to say, in my life I love no other, because she's mine. Because she gets me where I live, I'll give all I have to give. Talking about and sometimes I feel bad, like tonight, when we don't have enough time and we got to get out of here. And whenever that happens, I say, nobody loves me but my mother. And she could be jiving too. That's it, folks, that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I want to say this to you so my fans won't. I want to say this to you. My ugly face has been to the mic so many times tonight that I feel that with all of these great artists that we've had on stage, I've played so well that you'll forgive me for not. Will you hear me first? That you'll forgive me for giving my time to them, because this is something that has never been done before. So how about for our producers, directors, and everybody? How about a big hand for them? I believe you owe them a standing ovation, because they didn't have to do it. How about it? One more time. Thank you.